Okay, the sugya here that starts more before that Movoi, my Movoi Kolar Chava in Tzar Klum, Rabbi Yehuda says in Tzar Klum, and then the Gemara brings a machlokes about this. Mavishin, if it's that Rav says Mavishin, it's Mimloy Lachatzav, and if it's a Chatzav connected, Chatzav Matez Movoi Yasser. So this Rabu Ashitas and Rabu Adiktukim, it's very, there's a lot in the Etzem Pshatov in the Gemara and the Rishonim, Rashi Tosis in the Rishonim. So I want to appease some of the points. I'm not going to go through all the steps in the Rashi and the Tosis. I just want to maybe bring out a Yesod that is Negea here, and it comes, and it's Negea other sugis that we had, and then explain maybe the machlokes and the shayim through the sugya with this yisoid. So, in the Havamina of the Gemara held in the Havamina that there's machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in understanding the Gemara. And in that, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So again, I'm not going to get into the whole setup here. I want to bring out a nekuda. When Rashi sets up the sugya, Rashi sets up the sugya right away with Rabbi Yosef from the Maskana later, that the machlokes whether there's going to be an Isser. Rashi at Sfaras Hafuchas, that Rav Yehuda held that there was no Isser of Mefulish from a Mavi to a Chatzar, to a Rosh Hashirabim, and Rav held that it was Asr, it's Mavi Mefulish. It gets a din of a Mavi Mefulish, B'chei Gavna. So, the Lashonis of Rashi were, first of all, Mavor, that was an issue of Mechzik and Mefulish. You could close it. It was an issue of Mechzik and Mefulish. And we'll see if maybe Tosfos didn't say that, but Rashi is mashma that the nekuda was mechzik mefulish, and Rashi brings in Rabbi Yosef right away in the Havamina. That means that both Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda that was matir asered when it's betzidei rechava, but the machlokes was beemtzer rechava. It was called beemtzer rechava, and Rav Taka asked for that in the Havamina. Rav Taka asked for that. So Rashi has this nekuda that we had an Isser of Kala B'Emtzer Rechava, and that was the B'Yisoid, what the Plukta was about, is an Isser Mefulish B'Emtzer Rechava. But Sidr Rechava seems like everyone agreed to. And Rashi says that the Yisoid of the Machlokes, there's a Mechzi there, there's a Non-Mechzi there. Rashi says that Sata Aser, and he says over here, is because there's, when it's B'Emtzer Rechava, Rav Aser is because the person is shayach to both Roshay Rosh Hashirabim Ubakira, and you could see it Ubakirabim Rosh Hashirabim Zul Rosh Hashirabim Zul Derech Mavi Rechav Asr. So even there, it was pretty poshut in the sugi the whole time that there was a chiddush that the Mavi is Asr, not Asr, but it didn't sound like there was a chiddush in the Gemara that the Chatzah should be Mutter Asr. It was obvious that the whole noise was the Mavi. Didn't speak out with the din of the chotzer. Chotzer is mutter. Even on the tzad that the Mavi did have an Isser Mefulish, the chotzer didn't. In the whole sugya. Comes the Maskana of Gemara, and the Gemara says, we're going like the Maskana of Gemara, the way Tosfos learns Rashi, it seems like to me, is the Maskana of Gemara, we fell off of that Rabbi Yosef, we go with Rabbah. And Rabbah says that there's an Isser Mefulish be'emtza and betzidei, but there's no Isser when it's zesh lekeneged zeh, and that's what we're talking about. Like Rashi says, ukimna zesh lekeneged zeh. So what's the chiddush of the nifritza if it's zesh lekeneged zeh? What's the chiddush of the nifritza? Oh, the son is like Rashi. The chiddush is that the chatzer is mutter. This is interesting. And in the Maskana of the Gemara, it becomes now a noise if the chatzer is aser. And the chiddush is that the chatzer is aser. When the mavi was aser, the chatzer is mutter. Now that the mavi is mutter, now we have to bavar, maybe the chatzer should be asr. Why did it become now a tzad that we have to have a chiddush that the mavi is asr? That the chatzer is asr. And it's a chiddush that's mutter.
Where does Rashi record that?
Rashi says that. So Aval, why? Well, Tosis speaks it on Rashi. Did Rashi himself say it? Yeah. B'zesh lo kenegdim. Zeh v'hayin nefer tzachotza kenegdim. Mishum rebusa dechotza nakat. But Nishnardem is even a bigger chiddush. This chiddush is mentioned by Kama Achroinim at the bottom of the Omud, after the two dots, at the bottom of the Omud. And the Gemara goes back to Rabbah, and the Gemara says, on Rabbah, the Gemara says that Rabbah holds that it's usher when it's be'emtza, when it's zeh k'neged zeh. Zeh shelo k'neged zeh is mutar. So the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbah, what's the chiddush at the chatzah? What's the chiddush over here? L'chayra, we already know that from the Gemara by that we had in the Chav Beis Amud Beis, the Braisa, it's the Mishnah Tyrus. Chatzah Shram Nechazim L'Bazu V'Yosam B'Zu. We know that it's not a problem. So we know that, and you can't say according to Rabbah that that's only talking about Zeh Shelo K'neged Zeh, because our Braisa is also talking about Zeh Shelo K'neged Zeh. So in other words. The way I'll be pshat, you'll see when you get there, when you see the. But Hayoitse from the Marsha and the Karen Oira, and I saw now the Marami Prague also, it's a Valdik Shtickle there, the Marami Prague also, that they say, the Farish, that the Maskanas of Gemara, the Marshal argues on this, but the Maskanas of Gemara, Rabbah, when it's Zeh k'neged Zeh, Taka Asr is the Chotzer also. Chatzas taka aser lemaskana. We're just the whole Rav, like Rashi said, the whole Rav is talking about zeh shelo k'neged zeh, and that's why there's a chiluk and there's a chiddush that the chatzas is mutter, but lemaskana the chatzas is aser. So I want to know what happened that in the Havamin of the Gemara the chatzas was not a conversation b'chol. It sounds like the whole nice it was the mavi, not the mavi, and all of a sudden the maskana. We taka asa the chotzer, and by zeh shelo k'neged zeh we have to bavar. Maybe the chotzer is all zayin. Also, no, the chotzer blives mutter. There's a shinu here in the Gemara that between the Havamin and the Maskana, it seems to be changing, and the proof to that is the issur of the chotzer. There's another kasha on the way Rashi learns the Gemara, especially according to Tosfos, that Rabbi Yosef's ikar point to be mechalik between kala be'emtza and kala betzidoi was only in the Havamina, because he had to explain Rechava was this case, and he's being mechalik. Lemaskana, what's it called? Lemaskana, we're not going with that chiluk, we're not going with Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbah is coming with like a new idea. Rabbah is coming and saying, so he knows, Rabbi Yosef comes out and says, Rav holds that B'tzidei Rechava is aser, b'emtza is mutter, basically. There's no iser mefulish. According to Rabbi Yosef's reading, let's say, he would be kaim l'maskana. So, Rabbah comes along and says, ha, tekala, ha, b'zeh shelo k'neged zeh, and this is talking about zeh k'neged zeh. But Rabbah is his own chiluk. He doesn't have to come on to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbah is his own thing. He's coming to say that zeh k'neged zeh, b'emtza is going to be aser also. B'emtz is also going to be Aser and Rav. And the only case that's going to be Mutter is Zeh Shelo K'neged Zeh. According to the way Tosfos is learning Rashi, you don't need Rabbi Yosef anymore in the Maskana. Because there's no machlokes about Mefulish. And both members are saying that Mefulish is Mutter. And Rav and Rabbi Yosef could be saying that. That's talking about B'tzidoi. B'emtz is Aser. B'emtz is Mutter. B'tzidoi is Aser. But when Rabbah's coming along and saying that there's, Rabbah's coming along and saying, Be'emtza is aser, even Zeh Shelo K'neged Zeh, that's his main point, Rabbah. He's coming to say that Be'emtza is aser, Zeh K'neged Zeh, Zeh Shelo K'neged Zeh is mutter. Come to gain Rashi, and Rashi throws in, which seems to be totally unnecessary, if you learn the Gemara like this, that Zeh Shelo K'neged Zeh is aser by Tzidei. Which doesn't have any reason for him to say that. Let's see, they be aser, like we thought the whole time. Zakanegazah. And he's been machadish that even Bem says also Zakanegazah. Why does Rashi feel the need now to add in a new Isser that Bitside Rechava? That case of Rashi, yeah.
Rav but wasn't going
on
that case?
Huh?
Rav wasn't talking
like about in the Havamina?
Yeah,
no, I'm saying if you read it straight in the Havamina, so he's saying there's a machlokes. There's a machlokes Rav and Rav Yehuda. The machlokes is talking about only Bitside. Machlokes is only Be'emtza. Bitside, they both aser. And if you would read like that, and so then what Rav is saying is, then Rav is saying is that even that machlokes is only by Zeshlok and Egedzeh, by Zek and Egedzeh, they both agree. So it come out of Merdek HaChidish, and in the Havamina, Rav asered Zeshlok and Egedzeh, by Emtza even. Which you could say, but I tried to say that, and the Olam didn't like that. So I'm going with the way the Olam lit the Gemara, so it comes out, even though it could be the Ar some Kharin, it could be even the Kharin Ar says like that. But, so it's fair to say like that. So Mamela, he's only going in the Maskana. And Rabbah comes in, after the whole Sugya, Rabbah comes in with his own new point. And Rashi goes with that. That Rav, Asers, Mefulish. Be'emtza and Betzidoi. And that's obviously only Be'emtza, Shalakanagazah is where it's Mutter. And that's the Bryce is talking about that. And Rav is talking about Shalakanagazah. So fine, that's all he's saying. Why do you have to say, oh, but Shtayd and Rabbah also another Chiddush. That Zesh Shalakanagazah by Tzidah is also Asr. That wasn't the point. But I'll go for it. That's not really his point.
It didn't have to be like that.
His point is that the case of Rechava is going to be Aser even Be'emtza if it's Zekah Neged Zeh. That's his point. And the case of Rechava, no, but the case of Rechava is going to be Mutter only because it's Zesh Lekah Neged Zeh Be'emtza.
But
nothing to do with Be'emtza B'tzida. Okay? This is a big Kiddush. It's not necessary. He's adding a tzad. He's not just saying that Be'emtza. When he's saying that Be'emtza is Aser, Shteyd a Tzveit Chiddush that we didn't know, that B'tzida is also going to be Aser Zesh L'Kaneged Zeh. Why did that come out of his Chiddush? If you're saying Cheshbon is going to have it's much better, but okay, fine. Okay. Now, this is in Rashi, and hopefully we'll get back to all that. Tosfos, again, I can't get into the nitty-gritty, but I don't mean nitty-gritty, it's not important. I'm just in the cheshbon back and forth. The Tosfos seems to have two major points where he's not going with Rashi. The first major point is that Tosfos never has a shlav in the Gemara, all the way until the end, Rabba maybe, but in the whole sugi of Rav and Rabbi Yosef, he doesn't have any tzad ever to ask that Be'emtza Amavi to be a mefolish. There's no tzad to ask that Be'emtza Amavi. The whole tzad in the whole sugi is only Bitside. He never had a tzad to ask that Be'emtza Rechava. So Aloy Dover, why is that? Why is Tosfos so anti that tzad? And Rashi, it's Kaim Lamaskana, according to, for sure, like Rabba, but It was kaim in the maskana. So why is Tosfos adamantly against having a tzad to aser the emtza rechava as being mefulish? And the second point in Tosfos, that Tosfos never mentions anything about mechzik mefulish, and maybe it's not mashma that it's alta mechzik mefulish. It's mashma that from Tosfos, you read it straight, that it's mefulish mamash. I heard from the Olam, Shekel Diktuk also, that that's why Tosfos argues on this Rashba's point when he was proving by Meluai. So he get the cheshbon again, but basically the point is that Tosfos sparred that if a lechi, which is near mi b'chutz v'shavim mi b'fnim, does not work for mefulish, so hu adin, if it would be gifuf and mamish, it wouldn't work for mefulish. And the Rashba says, what's the raya one to the other? That's not, it doesn't, near mibachot shamim doesn't bavar and mechazi, because you don't see it. And gifufin does. So it would be more gishmak if Tosfos does not go with the mechazi, so he's going with mikra adin. So he's just saying a point that if a lechi doesn't work, it doesn't work. And mamela, gifufin won't work either. So it's more mashma that Tosfos is not going with that. Okay. Tosfos is the maskana in Rabba, I mean. Yeah. In Rabba.
So
in the maskana in Rabba, right. But I'm saying in the whole sugya of Rav, he never had that. Rav and Rabbi Yosef. So there's
okay, so now get a little into the mystical
pilpul. So there's a kasha. The Karen Oyer asks a kasha. Other Rebbe asks this kasha. Other asks this kasha in the sugya. The Lachoira is a very fundamental kasha in the sugya. That we had a sugya before from Mavoi Akum. That in the sugya of Mavoi Akum it says that if the end of the Mavoi is kala to another Mavoi, basically, and from that Mavoi you go out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so we give it a din of a Mavoi Mefulish. So Maishna over here, so you see, especially according to Rashi's sugya, which we'll get to in detail in a minute. So you see that there's a concept that you could build up a Mavoi Mefulish. It doesn't have to be that it's straight into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Mavoi Mefulish is that alone that gives you access to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim through this Mavoi. It makes it a Mavoi Mefulish. So why is, if it's called the Chatzar, and then you can go through the Chatzar to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Maishna, that we don't dan a Mavoi Mefulish, we did Mavoi Akum.
Options to go to the side and that side.
Tosis says that language.
Well, let's say your mother, the second mother is bigger than the first mother. Wouldn't be a mother up?
It's not going anymore. It's not a chotzer. It's still a mother. It's still a street.
Yeah, that's the
So he asks. If you look in the first stick on Karen Oyer over here, he brings up this point. So I want to be mocked in what you saw it over here. From based on in the back of some Shulchan Aruch, I don't know which Shulchan Aruch have it, which don't. In the very last page, Shelo Yetze Adfus or whatever Daf Rekam, so they printed Tikkun Ervin from the Nesivis. Tikkun Ervin about Nesivis. So he has Azhara, six problems with that he's seen in local Ervin. So what I'm saying now is the first one. Is a lumdus that he's saying in the first shtickle there. So we mocked him on that. So we came across, there was a sugya before where we had a mavoi shenifrat bitzidoi. So you had a mavoi, and then further into the mavoi, you had a pirtza bitzidoi. So the shayla is, what's the din of a pirtza bitzidoi? It could be even a pirtza bedalad shteres. So there's a whole shayla, what was the lumdus in that? But some achrayim learned that it lives a key like it's a mavoi mefulish. Like a mavoi mefulish because there's a baki barabim that the rabim use the pirtza as another entrance and exit point. So mele blives like a mavoi mefulish, and mele you have to misakin with a tzuras pesach and a kaira, a tzuras pesach on one side and a lechem kaira on the other. So over there we came across machlokes in the achronim. What would be in a chotzer? Does a chotzer have a din of mefulish? We touched on it over there. In other words, if you have a chatzah which is mefulish, do you need to make a dafka tzuras ha-pesach? Or can you sagi lame and pass dalad on both sides? I don't fully understand it because I don't know what the case is 100% because Oymen Ruba works by chatzah. So if you have Oymen Ruba, if you don't have Oymen Ruba, you don't have machitzas in the first place. I'm not exactly klar, to be honest with you. I got a little confused on what the case is. But machlokes, if you have a mefulish and chatzah, do you need a tzuras ha-pesach in the chatzar, on maybe the Omim Ruba wouldn't work, and you need a Tzuras HaPesach on one, and then you could do a Pasdal on the other. So the Magen Avraham and the Taz seem to say that it's not a problem. It's not a problem. There's no such thing as a chatzar mefulish. Chatzar mefulish vayt is two psachim, and if it's two psachim, so you just fix it with whatever you regularly would fix a chatzar. But Devin Oiz over there, Devin Oiz in Shin Samech Hei, which is where that Magen Avraham and Taz is Meirich, to explain that no, there is a concept of a chatzim afolish. And chatzim afolish would also aser that you would require a greater tikkun. So, two things. So, first of all, just the halacha of it, Rabbi Kiveger, we mentioned one time that Rabbi Kiveger in the Ksav HaChaisim, when he deals with Mavi Akum, what's the story? See, Taka brings this to Evan Eiser, And he says over there that Venoizer only meant, that Venoizer only meant when it's mefulish, when it's straight. But if it's Pitsidoi, he's maskim that it's not mefulish, because that's midin mavoi akum. And there's no such thing as mavoi akum by chatzir, even according to the Venoizer. In this chatzir mefulish, but akum won't do it by chatzir. So if it's Pitsidoi, what the Rechorinim meant, that Pitsidoi makes it mefulish, is like it's mavoi akum, it's not straight. So,
even by one
chatzir? Even by one, yeah. Well,
Tzidi means
Zeshlegim. Yeah, it's Pitsidoi, yeah. Meaning on one of the sides. So over there you won't have it. Over there you won't have it.
It's on the opposite wall or on the side wall?
On the side wall, Pitsidoi. I don't know if it's Mamash Zeshlegim Zeh. Maybe it's not Zeshlegim Zeh. I don't know. He's talking about on the side wall. Like the case of the Mavoi, when you have a Pirtz of Pitsidoi.
But
it's one chatzir. Yeah. But you said, come onto an Akum over there for this.
It's very different than the
Mavi
Akum.
Mavi
Akum is two different
Mavis. Right, but he's explaining. And then the Nesivis over here goes like that also. And he says, Avada, that's Chatzar foolish, but Akum not. And he explains. We dig out over here. I think he's explaining Lomdas. It comes out from him, Gavaldika Lomdas, in understanding Mavi foolish. He says, basically, that you could take out from him at least, that there's two ways to build up a Mavi Mefulish. One inyan is that the thing has two psachim. There's a pesach here and a pesach there. What's the problem with having two psachim? So, first of all, it's like doimit rishus rabim, it's not enclosed, it's nothing. And also, like the svar we had from Reb Chaim, once you have a Mefulish, so what's outside of it is kind of on both sides, sandwiched in, that what's outside of it kind of takes over what's inside. So there's a svara be'etzem, when there's a mavi mefulish, it's a be'etzem dika svara. That if it's a mavi mefulish, then it needs a greater tikkun to separate it starker from what's outside of it. I'm not going to say that the reason mavi mefulish needs a greater tikkun is because you're missing mechitzas. Right? Means because you only have two mechitzas. So this sugya grad is a gavaldika raya to that. Because this sugya, the mavoi, is not missing mechitzas, because klapi, the outside, has the mechitzas of the chatzar. So it's not missing mechitzas. It's still mefulish, because mefulish is a svara without dalmi hachi that it's missing mechitzas. It's a svara, if it's open on both sides, so it doesn't have it independent, it's harder to don it independently. Now, even though we say it's true by Bika Mikan, so over there, there's nothing much else out there that's like taking over, but that's the Svara. Yeah. That's one Svara Mavi Mefulish. That alone, that is Mefulish to two places. I'm going with Reb Chaim's Pshat, what he says Tzuris HaPasav does by Mavi Mefulish. He's basically saying just to separate it, that it's separate. It's not coming to Firoi Stehekev. Now, so I don't know if it matters, but it's fine. So in that svara, zokt the achrenim that hold like this, that a chatzar technically could have that svara also, because it's not so enclosed. Chatzar also has to be enclosed. Fakir, maybe here it's even worse than a chatzar, because a chatzar has to be more enclosed than a mavui. So it's missing even more if it's mefulish, because you see it as an independent place even less. Maybe. Because it's open on both sides, it's like not. But there's a whole nother svara, mava mefulish, is the sugi over there of pirta betzidoi. How does that make it mefulish? Because it's baki barabim. The bekias rabim itself shtals avek that this place doesn't have an independent mitziah so much because it's used gufa for bekias rabim from here to there. That's gufa what shtals avek that this is done as a mava mefulish. So the weakness of the Mavim Mefulish is geboit on this, that there's a Baki Barabim. And that, the Achronim are saying, a Chatzar is much weaker in that. It's not a Mokam of Bekias Rabim. Like you said, once you're coming into the Chatzar, you're here. You're going out, you're going out. We don't see as much that which Shtelavek, the Pilush. So a Pirtz of Betzidai, which requires the Bekias Rabim to Shtelavek, the other Pirtz as a Pesach, and now it's Mefulish, that by chatzah you don't have. It's lashon here.
In the first svar, why do you lose it? The din mavoi. What does mefulish do in the first svar?
The first svar is it's nothing to do with the bekias rabim.
It's a structure, just the way it's built.
Right. It's the open on two sides loses its independence. It's like yeah, say it like that. He says, okay. Fine. So these are two svaras. I'm using this to see if it's to bring out that that, and the Rukvager says even if you look at the Ebenezer, I'm not so sure, but it would seem like Rukvager is learning the Ebenezer Gufa this way, but the Nesivus for sure is like that, and you see from that that there's two mahalchim to build up a case of Mavim Mefulash. Okay, so now to go into the Sugya Shtickle. This is part of the Shtickle Pilpul over here. That L'chor we had before in the Sugya, Machoikas Rashi and the Ri, back in Mavoi Akum. What's the lumbus of Mavoi Akum? Rashi said that the way we learned up Rashi in Mavoi Akum was that really the end of the Mavoi was the first Mavoi, and the Pesach of the first Mavoi was at the end. The way it becomes Mefulash is because since the Pesach of your Mavoi gives you access through another Mavoi to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so Mimela, each Mavoi independently becomes Mefulash, because each one can use the other one's Pesach to define its exit from its Mavoi, that its Mavoi now, its Pesach, is a Mefulash Dika Pesach. So Mimela, it became Mavoi Mefulash. In the Re, it was more of a Svara, that since the people go like this, so Mamela, that alone makes it that it's one big Mavoi, and there's two Pesachim to the Mavoi. It becomes one big Mavoi Mefulash. So now, it's like this. In the Sugya over here, when we're trying to dan if this Mavoi is a Mavoi Mefulash, so let's start with Rashi. So in the Havamir of the Gemara, there's a Mavoi, there's a Chatzar. And we're trying to figure out if the Mavoi has a din of a Mavoi Mefulash. Why would the Mavoi have a din of a Mavoi Mefulash? Because there's a Bekiyas Rabbim, there's a Hiluch Rabbim from the end of the Mavoi, and the Mavoi through the Chatzar gives you access to the other Shasar Rabbim. So it would be like Rashi Tak says in Rav, the Bekiyas Rabbim is what tells Avek that since the Rabbim Lemaisa go out from their Mavoi, and when they go out from their Mavoi, right, it's parts to that Chatzar. So like the Rishonim said, they're not sitting there and living in that Chatzar. They have no shakas to that Chatzar, really, Batsim. Even the Chatzar has no shakas even to the Mavoi. So for sure the Bnei Mavoi are not going to live in the Chatzar. The point why they're going there is to get to the Rishus Rabbim. So Memela, you see that there's a Gevissa Mosque of Bekiyas Rabbim from the Mavoi to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim come to the Mavoi. What do you mean? Yeah. I just mean to say that that they're not going to the Chatzar to stay in the Chatzar. That's what I was kind of. So Memela, the what we're trying to do is Me'ein a Mavoi Akum Dika Svara. And we're trying to say the Mavoi itself is a din of Mefulash. Where would the Mavoi itself be Mefulash? The end of the Mavoi. The end of the Mavoi, where the Mavoi is Kalil or Rechava. The question is, does that Pesach have a din Mefulash? Because Kufa gives you access through the Chatzar to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, similar to Mavoi Akum. But it's clearly two things. There's a Mavoi, there's a Chatzar, and there was never a Tzad in this understanding that Chatzar should be Aser, because like we said before, this definition of Mavoi Mefulash is based on Bekiyah, and Chatzar doesn't have this problem of Bekiyah. So Memela, the question is, can you go ahead and say the end of the Mavoi blives the Mavoi Mefulash? We didn't Mavoi Yakum because I can get out to Dershus Rab. That would be the lomdus of this Mefulash. So the reason it's not Maker Adin is because it's not Maker Adin, because you can't have a Bekiyah through a Chatzar. So you can't have a Kriya through a Chatzar. So Memela, it's not Me'ikar Adin going to have this problem, because leaving a Mavoi to go to another Mavoi to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim good. So that's an access point to Shazam. The whole Mavi is there to be an access point to Shazam. Chutz is not that way. So it can't be Mikra Adin Mavi Mefulish. But the Mechzikim Mefulish, you could have, because at the end, this Mavi does give you access, Barashi. And that was the Shakvataria. That was the Ikra Issa that we were coming to explain over here. Now, that Issa, Rav says, that is much stronger. What was the machlokes? That was the shaila. Do you see that? No, it ends over here. And lemaisa, the mavi is over, and we can't connect the mavi to the rishus rabbim. Or you say, since you could see the rishus rabbim, and you could walk in the bekia, makes you walk through the rishus rabbim. There is a way to connect it, and mamele you could be mechayiv that the pesach hamavi is going to blind a pesach hamavi that's going to be mefulish. Never did mefulish. Now is the nice in the Gemara, but it's a mechzidik of machlokes. In Tosfos, the way the Ri understood the inyan of mavi mefulish, of mavi akum, was that the bekias rabim isn't just a way to say, oh, if I'm leaving my mavi and I'm getting to rishus rabim eventually, so this pesach is called the pesach of a mefulish. The pshat is that the bekias rabim defines the place as, I don't know if I look at it like one mavi, two, I don't know what it is. But the Bekias Rabbim itself, Gufa makes it that we see it like one big Mavim and Foolish. If I can get from Rishram to here to Rishram there, maybe the Hilach HaRabbim itself defines it as Mavim and Foolish. Maybe that's why Tezis has more of a, he's a Sophic to study if Mavim Asri Keches has this, because no one really goes all the way around. So I don't see it necessarily as Mavim Akum. But Akoponim, it's the Hilach of the Rabbim which defines Be'etzim, the place. So the idea of Mavi Akum is only going to pass if we don them as one place. The whole Svar Mavi Akum, if you're going to leave the Mavi to go somewhere else, you can't don that the end of the Mavi is Mefulish. It's not Mefulish because then you left. In Rashi, you could say, I left, but it's still Mechzi because it's always like that. Even if when I leave, but leaving the Mavi gives me access to Rishrabim, so that could give me a din Mavi Mefulish on this Pesach. Toys, we have to look at it like one. So what was the svar in the Gemara? So memela, you have a mavi and a chotzer, not one. So memela, there was never a svara that you could dan that when you that beemtza has a din mefulish. It's not mefulish because there's a mavi, there's a chotzer, there's a kufufim. Beemtza rechava doesn't have that svar. But maybe there's a new svara by Bitzidai. By Bitzidai, is that the case of Bitzidei means that you're in the Mavoi, and the wall of the Mavoi on your right goes all the way to the Rosh Hashanah. Now, so when I'm going, I left the Mavoi, but I'm still in the wall within the wall, one wall of my Mavoi, and that wall of my Mavoi gives me access to the Rosh Hashanah. So in a way, it's the Hilach HaRabim maybe here, it's like in between over here. What is this? On one end it's a Mavi, on the other end it's maybe open to the Chatzar. What is it? There's a wall of the Mavi which is taking the Hilach HaRabim all the way from one Rosh Hashanah to the other. So maybe there would be a tzad to say that it's Dan as Me'ikar Din, the Mavi, the Hilach HaRabim defines it as the Mavi, because it's being the Shimush of the place. The Hilach HaRabim, the whole way it's a Vegeshtelt is to bring the people from one place to the other along the side of the Rosh Hashanah.
Did Benayka really
want to
be upset about that?
The Shaila is, if it's so Maker Adin, then the Chatzar should be part of the Mavoi. Yeah. So, it's, but they have Gifufim. So they're not open to Mavoi, but they're open to this part of the Mavoi. Yeah. So this part of the Mavoi, I don't know exactly how to say it. But is it Mamash Mavoi? It's in between.
Like what? No,
the Kasha is that it's parts. If you can say there's a Mavoi, so they should have to be Ma'arav with it.
Right.
So
more, it's Asa than the Shri Asa.
No, there's Ma'arav with it.
I'm saying if it's considered Mavoi Mefulish, it's Asa. The Mavoi is Asa, we have an ear.
The Mavi's Mefulish.
What?
If you
put it to Pesach. You can't Ma'arav, it's a part
thing. No, if you made it to Pesach here, so it'll be Mutter.
Right.
But you ask, if you didn't make it to Pesach, the Mavi also Chatzar is Mutter.
It's not much worse than the Eir. You can't Ma'arav, it's a part of the
Mavi. Right. No, you can Ma'arav, if it's connect. The Mavi connects you to both. To,
so
to everyone in the other chatzer. You have to fix the mavi mafulish bekitzer. You're saying
once you fix it, then you can knock it out.
Right, right. You have to. Yeah. So yeah, I can't make it that it's mamish mavoi. Let's see the maral mamish mavoi is this thing. But it's much more maker adin. I was trying to figure exactly how to touch it, but it's much more maker adin that the mavoi when it's betzidoi is a continuation of the mavoi. It may call it that it's still the chatzah, but it's the shimush of the mavoi over there. So we have a right to at least dan. You want to say we can only dan this part of the mavoi because that it has this mavoi gives you a direct access straight to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim mitzad its own shimush. It's not only going through a chatzah. Not sure exactly, but okay. Now it could be, by the way, that there's much more of a tzad, that's why over here, Taka, that the chatzar also is asr midin mefulish. Because Rabbi Kveger is medayik in Tosfos, that Tosfos proved that gifufim doesn't help. In fact, Rabbi Kveger, at that step of the Gemara, but gifufim helps to make sure that the chatzar is not mefulish. So, why does it help for the mavi? So everyone jumps on Rabbi Kveger, why is he going like the Avenoizer versus the Magen Avraham to ask a kash on Tosfos, to say that chatzar could have a din mefulish. Could be that over here, it's not its own din mefulish, it's only because it's part of the mavi. So that's why it would be mefulish. Stamos when you're not a chatzar by itself, it could be that he would not agree to the Avenoizer. You don't need to hold like the Avenoizer to ask this kash, maybe. Okay. Now this is all going.
That's why he didn't ask for Rashi.
Is it Shem Rashi?
Well, chotzer is what's good for the mavi, good for the chotzer. If you hold that a chotzer can be mafolish, like the Rashba says, some people sitting in a chotzer, they how come the chotzer doesn't?
You think if you keep it held like that, okay, I have to ask your chashman. Okay, could be. The shaila is like this. So now this is all. This is in the Hava. I mean, this is a little bit the Shairish Machlikas, Rashi and Tosfos in the first Slav of the Gemara. Kum digin Rabba. What happened in Rabba? We asked a few kashas. Like, what did Rabba do over here? Rabba's machadish. There's an Isra B'emtza. But in that Isra B'emtza, he comes in and says a few things. He says, Isra B'emtza, but it's not Zechel Kenegzeh, but Batsido, it is Zechel Kenegzeh. And he says that like we brought from the Achronim, that in Rabbah, now, where it's going to have a problem of foolish, the chatzah is also going to be Aser. And the Dirk and Rashi, that when it's not Aser, all of a sudden, now you have to bavarn, that let the chatzah be mutter. Why have to bavarn the chatzah should be mutter? So it could be that what Rabbah's machadish is a whole new thing. Rabbah's machadish, we should look at it totally differently than we're looking at it till now. So now we're looking at it like, there's a mavoi, there's a chatzah, and the question is, you're leaving the mavoi, and the mavi is what's giving me the pilush based on the Baki Rabbim, like Rundaik and Rashi says, and the Hiluch Rabbim through the mavoi, now they're going through the chatzar, is that a problem? Is that not a problem? Does that make the mavi mafol? Oh, wow, sorry. So the Rabbah could be machadish, a whole new thing. Perhaps Rabbah's saying now that we look at it completely different. When there's a mavoi, and the mavi's parts of the chatzar, and the chatzar's parts of the Rabbim, so we have a right to say that there's one, these things are work together. They're taka one place because in the shimush of it, since without the Baki Rabbim, when you stand here and you see the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim over there, so there's one big mavi mefulish over here. Because be'etzem, the Pesachim line up, and the Pesachim, there's a Pesach here, and there's a Pesach over there, and memela, the chotzer and the mavoi, call it what you want, at the end, this has one pilush from the on either side to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the problem is not coming from and geboit on the Baki Rabbim Shabbat. You know, it's traffic versus the problem is structural over here. Here the problem is Be'etzem. He's machadish that this here it's Be'etzem dick a problem that's Be'etzem a foolish. And once you have that,
he says that explicitly. You're stand, he even says you're in the other guys Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can see through the mavoi.
If the people see the pilush be'etzem and the psachim see that these plays are mafulish to one another, so we don them. The pilush makes us don them as one big mafulish over here. Memela, they're both asa the mavoi and the chatzar, as mafulish. They talk because this type of mafulish chatzar has. Chatzut doesn't have a mafulish which is geboit on, like we said from the Nesivis. Chatzut doesn't have a mafulish which is geboit on Baki Rabim. But Chatzut can have a mafulish dika problem when it's not closed in. And if the Chatzur's Pesach leads to a Mavoi's Pesach, which leads outside, so Mamela, that makes it Be'etzim mafulish. And Rabbi's Mechadish, that there's a Be'etzim way to don this as one place, that's mafulish. And he didn't masakin it, he didn't have a mafulish. And now it's not shver. Now it's not shver anymore. Oh, Chatzur doesn't have a mafulish. This mafulish could be Chatzur has. Or Bechlal, you don it together as one big place. Now, here's, you could say it two different ways. I think you look at Karen Oira, he just says it. They're both. Here's the Maral. Oh, it's also Shulti Giborim, by the way. It's Mefurish of Shulti Giborim. It's Rishonim. Shulti Giborim says it Beferish. On page, in my print at least, on page, in this print, when it's Shulti Giborim, it's Beis, on page Beis. He says, "Klar, im ha'isa pirtzas rishasham mechuvenes connected pirtzas hamavui, hari pirtzas rishasham oiseres hamavui vehachotzer. Im lo ha'isa pirtzas rishasham mechuven. Since the pirtzas of the rishasham are mechuvenes, they ask the mavui in the chotzer. So they become a mavui mafulish. It becomes a makam mafulish. So it's a makam mafulish. It's a makam pilish in both. It becomes aser. So the Maral says, just interestingly, he says this lamdas." He says that Memele blives like one big mavoi, and the chutz is polish, parts bemaloi to the chutz, to the mavoi. So the Maral Miprag says it. We've done it enough together as one that Memele, the mavoi could take over and give me a mavoi there. And Memele, the chutz is mefolish, is parts bemaloi to the chutz. The chutz is parts bemaloi to that area, and the chutz is a mavoi. Yeah. No. Inside. Yeah. Inside. The rest of the chutz is mefolish. Is part muloy to the mavoi chelik. The strip that goes straight is called a mavoi. That's it. The strip that goes straight, zeh k'neged zeh, is a one big mavoi, and the chatzar is aser because it's part muloy to the. That's how he says it. But I don't know if you have to. That's his way of saying it. The point is that we're looking at it like one big zach. That's the point he's saying. So Meila Rashi held also that if you look at one big zach and there's a then if it's betzidoi. Then it becomes together as the wall takes you together and becomes one, and it's also it's akum. You wouldn't say that before.
Huh? It's akum. Sounds like I think I didn't make it into the movie in the first place. Petzidei.
Petzidei, there's a svara. Petzidei, there's a svara that I see the wall taking. If we could down them together, then I see the wall taking me from here to there.
But how do you get off the ground?
No, because the wall takes me to the other Pesach. So that dons me the Pesach together. If I'm allowed to don the two places together.
The opening from the Mavli to the...
No, but here you have the wall giving me that Maila. You don't need to have the Pesach.
The wall doesn't end in an opening in Rosh Hashanah.
That's the Chiddush, that the turn allows me to don that Pesach Mah related. So the
and
Memela went.
It's a straight
Rosh Hashanah. It's a Mavoyakum that's one. It's Pirtas 10 here. Here Rashi Shmuel agrees. This is a different Mavoyakum. It's Akmimius, which is more than 10. It's a way of donning one big place together that even Zeshel Kenegedzeh. It's not the Mavoyakum of Rav and Shmuel. It's a Mavoyakum Pirtas Asara. It's a whole different thing. The point is that you could don the connection mitzad the wall even and make it don together. So according to this, just to figure out, I'm sorry. According to this, the at the end of the maskana of the Gemara when Zesh looking at Zeh, so now you have a new svar of looking at it. You look at it like you could don them together, but Zesh looking at Zeh, you don't do that. Fine, but we're not. But now we're not going with the Bekiah svar anymore. We're going with the svara that Be'etzem the Be'etzem are foolish. So in this svara, the chatzar is more chomer than the mavoi. Why? If he's trying to make a bekia, so the mavoi is bite on the bekia. Where is the bekia through? It's bekia through the chatzar. So that's a very shvacha bekia. You can bekia through a chatzar because it's not a place for bekia's rabbin. But if be'etzim, there's a mefulish in chatzar. So the chatzar on the one hand leaves you off at the rishis rabbin. On the other hand, it leaves you off in a mavoi. Leaving you off in a mavoi is much more chomer than leaving you off at a chatzar. So in this svara, the mavoi, the relationship, the chatzar's relationship to the mavoi, makes the chatzar more chomer. Because now the chatzar has an easier way of donning that it's related to the Rosh Hashanah, because it's related to the Rosh Hashanah through a mavoi. So the chatzar is related to the Rosh Hashanah through a mavoi, he's more chomer than the mavoi related to Rosh Hashanah through a chatzar. And Mamela, there will be a tzad to hear, if you're donning stamp mefulish, out of the etzim structure, not out of the bekia, so then, in the maskana of the Gemara, the chatzar is b'chiddush. Okay, come on.